a word for you from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. Now there were, in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Isizulu zathi ingelosi ningesabi ngokuba bhekani nginibikela izindaba ezinhle zokuthokoza okukhulu okuzuba kubantu bonke. The gospel is marvelous, and this Christmas time is the time to especially look at it afresh, although we can do it every day of the year, because the gospel is not just meant for Christmas time. It might be that, in fact, it didn't happen round about the 25th of December, but nevertheless, it's an opportunity for us to proclaim to the world these glad tidings. So, here is the story that is probably being read today across the whole world. This is one of the main stories read, the shepherds in the Christmas story, and there are dramas, little children acting out what might have happened. And let's just have a closer look at it, because this momentous historical event, the greatest event in history, has happened, and it seems like nobody's aware of it. Yes, there were a few foreigners, wise men from the east, who had seen the star and had come, and they were perhaps on their way. All of Jerusalem seemed to be expectant. They were waiting for the Messiah. They knew that he was to be born in Bethlehem, and yet there's nobody around. And God reveals not to the kings like Herod, and not to the religious leaders even, but to the poor, to those who had very little hope for a future. Here is the hope of hope. This is the gospel message revealed to us through these shepherds. And when they saw the angel of the Lord, for they too were thrilled with what had happened, they worshipped Jesus. For them it was astonishing that the Lord of heaven had come down to earth. And this is the Christmas message. And when they came with the glory of God, they were afraid. But this is now, listen to this. He says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Fear is because of sin. We don't associate with God's glory. But now, the message of the story of the gospel, the Christmas message, is one of great joy.